Like so many graduates today, I discovered after leaving university that my 2.2 degree in media studies wasn't a guarantee of a job in the creative industries. I ended up with a 0 hours contract, delivering food, far from my aspirations. My low income forced me to move back home with my mother. My father had left when I was a baby, so Mom raised me alone. Mom had likely anticipated having more space after I went to university, so my return 3 years later wasn't ideal for either of us. However, she didn't complain, and we worked out a living arrangement that gave us both space and some independence. It was fortunate I moved back home, as a couple of years later, Mom was diagnosed with a virulent cancer and given only months to live. I immediately quit my delivery job to care for her. I believe I made her final days bearable, and she remained in her home until the last few days when she chose hospice care. Mom was only 50 when she died. It felt profoundly unfair. Organizing the funeral and saying goodbye was incredibly difficult. I was supported by Mom's oldest and dearest friend, Beryl. Beryl had been Mom's first boss, and they became lifelong friends, maintaining their bond even after Mom's career progressed. They had known each other for 30 years. Beryl was my godmother. Her support in the days following Mom's death was invaluable. I adored Beryl. Although 60, she looked younger with her short blonde hair, trim figure, and impeccable style. She dressed appropriately for her age, always impeccably presented. What Beryl didn't know was that I admired her not only as a mentor, but also for her style and appearance as a woman. I'll confess, having no male role models growing up, I identified more with women and, like some young boys, occasionally wore Mom's clothes. Fortunately, Mom was understanding about my experimentation with her clothing and makeup. As I grew older, she even helped me. "If you're going to dress as a girl, darling, you need to do it right," she'd say, letting me borrow her dresses and shoes, but insisting I have my own underwear. "Girls often share dresses," she explained, "but never their undies." I never considered myself a girl trapped in a boy's body. I wasn't transgender. I was happy as a boy. I just sometimes enjoyed expressing a different side of myself, which I called Caroline. Interestingly, I never aspired to look like a typical teenage girl. I preferred a more mature look, influenced, I'm sure, by my admiration for Beryl. Borrowing my mother's clothes helped cultivate that mature image. My dressing up was a secret between Mom and me, confined to our home. I never ventured out. When Mom died, I was 24 chronologically, but as Caroline, I could pass for 40 plus. Returning to the day of the funeral, I likely drank too much at the reception. After the guests left, only Beryl, myself, and the caterers remained. "Come on, Colin," Beryl said, gently taking my arm. "You're coming home with me tonight. You're in no state to be alone. You'll just keep drinking, and that's not the way to cope with grief." She drove me to her country cottage a few miles from town. At her house, Beryl made strong coffee, which helped sober me up. After a few cups, needing the restroom, I stumbled, knocking over a coffee jug and spilling it on myself. Beryl helped me clean up and suggested a shower. "Leave your wet clothes in the bathroom," she instructed. "I'll soak your shirt, but your suit needs dry cleaning. You'll find a bathrobe on the door. It's mine, but it should fit. It's the best I can offer." The shower helped clear my head. Feeling embarrassed, I put on Beryl's bathrobe and returned to the living room. "I'm so sorry," I apologized. "Not to worry," Beryl replied. "No harm done. I've cleaned up the spill. Just sit there," she returned minutes later. "I'm not blaming you for getting drunk," she said, putting her arms around me. "Sandra's death has affected us all deeply. Why don't you stay here for a few days to recover, and then I'll come back to your house to help." "Thank you," I replied. "But I need to go home for fresh clothes. My suit needs cleaning, and my shirt is probably ruined. I have nothing else to wear." "That needn't be a problem," Beryl said calmly. "You can borrow some of my things." My jaw dropped. "But you won't have any men's clothing," I said. "No, but we're about the same size, and I know you're familiar with wearing skirts." My jaw dropped further. "Mom told you, didn't she?" I gasped. "It was supposed to be a secret." "Don't be so naive," Beryl giggled. "After 30 years of friendship, your mother and I didn't have many secrets." "Look, don't be upset," Beryl said, seeing my distress. "I've known about your fondness for women's clothes since you were little. I thought it sweet that your mother could enjoy raising you as both a boy and a girl." The shock subsided, and I realized it wasn't a big deal. If Beryl had known all along and hadn't been concerned, it shouldn't worry me now. "It's nearly supper time," Beryl announced. "You'll get cold in that robe. Let me find something warmer, and then you can help me prepare dinner." She returned with clothes, panties, a camisole, lounging trousers, a sweater, socks, and slippers. They were a bit pink, but I appreciated that they weren't overly feminine. I changed in the bathroom. Beryl was in the kitchen. "You look nice," she said, resuming cooking. "Could you set the table? I'm making spaghetti bolognese. No more wine tonight," I agreed. Supper was simple but satisfying. "I think an early night is in order," Beryl suggested after we cleaned up. "It's been exhausting. I've put out some sleepwear in the spare room." We said goodnight. Beryl had laid out a silky green pajama set and a toothbrush. I slept soundly. Beryl woke me with tea. "Come on, sleepyhead," she said. "Before your shower, let's choose an outfit for today. My clothes might seem a bit frumpy for someone your age." I decided to be open. "Actually, I prefer clothes that make me look older," I explained. "I've always admired mature women, and you've been my role model." Beryl seemed surprised. "But I'm over 30 years older," she exclaimed. "Surely you don't want to look like a frumpy old woman like me." "You're not frumpy, and you know it," I retorted. "You're a beautiful woman with great style, and if I can look half as good as you, I'll be thrilled." "Well, that's flattering," Beryl said. "But if you mean it, you might find something suitable." In her bedroom, I chose a conservative royal blue dress with long sleeves and a square neckline. I wore the clean panties and camisole from the night before. "You'll need a bra," Beryl advised, producing a simple white long-line bra. "We can pad it with socks," she suggested. I asked about opaque tights, as my legs were hairy. Beryl giggled. "I see you're a proper woman," she said. "None of us like showing hairy legs." She gave me black opaque tights and suggested simple 2-inch heels. Beryl had plenty of makeup. "I assume you can apply your own makeup?" she asked. "Oh, yes," I replied. I put on my makeup while still in my pajamas. Beryl complimented my finished look. My shaggy hair was a problem. "I have a wig for when my hair is particularly unruly," Beryl said, producing a wig similar to her own. "I have one just like it at home," I said. "I bought it because it made me look like you." Beryl blushed as she helped me put it on. I changed in my bedroom, and Beryl complimented my appearance. She added a necklace, earrings, and bracelets and sprayed me with her perfume. "Over breakfast, you can tell me everything about Caroline," Beryl said downstairs. "Is there anything you don't know?" I replied. "I'm sure Mum didn't spare you any details of my odd behavior." "Never describe yourself as odd," Beryl said. "Many men like to express their feminine side. I'd describe you as fashionable." We laughed. Over yogurt, fruit, and coffee, I shared my feelings and experiences. "I don't know why I do it," I said. "It's just a need. When I become Caroline, it feels right." "Well, since you have no men's clothes, it looks like you'll be Caroline for a while," Beryl said. "I think I'll enjoy getting to know my goddaughter." The initial embarrassment of wearing skirts around Beryl quickly faded as we talked. Beryl always called me Caroline. Colin had disappeared, for now. We prepared lunch. "What shall we do this afternoon?" she asked. "It's lovely. Let's go window shopping." "Oh, I couldn't," I said. "I've never been outdoors dressed as a woman." "Well, it's high time you started," Beryl said firmly. "No one will see you as a man in drag, and even if they do, so what? Gender is fluid these days." I agreed. Secretly, I was thrilled. Beryl lent me a handbag and scarf. We drove to the shops, choosing a different route to avoid my neighborhood. We parked in a multi-story car park. I enjoyed myself as we browsed, Beryl pointing out things she thought I might like. Trying them on in the changing rooms was too much, so I declined politely. "Maybe another time," I said. But it wasn't only about me. Beryl asked for my advice, which was amazing. She only bought one thing, a beautiful green silk coat. She looked stunning. A couple of hours flew by. "How about tea?" Beryl suggested. We went to the cafeteria, surrounded by women. I was relieved no one recognized me as a man. After tea, we returned to Beryl's house, prepared supper, and watched television. The next morning, Beryl asked if I was ready to go home for a few things. "You can stay as long as you like," she said, "and borrow any of my outfits, but you should really have your own underwear. I assume you have some at home, and you can keep what I've given you." I confirmed I had some, but asked to stay longer. "If you don't mind," I said, "I'd like to stay a few more days. I know I need to handle Mum's affairs, but I'm not ready yet." Beryl hugged me. "Of course, I'm actually enjoying having female company. I spend too much time alone." "I think you should wear something more stylish today," Beryl suggested. "Yesterday's dress is comfortable, but a bit dowdy. You can't wear the same outfit 2 days running." We laughed. I picked another blue dress, this one silky and better cut. I wore dark sheer stockings, having shaved, cute blue heels, and felt confident. I took a deep breath before leaving the car at my house. The click-clack of my heels sounded loud, and I thought I saw curtains twitching. If I'd outed myself, so be it. It was painful going into the house, filled with memories. Beryl gave me a handkerchief. We went upstairs. Beryl admired my collection of clothes. I chose a few things and some lingerie. Beryl again commented on my mature style. I also collected mail and documents from Mom's estate. We returned to Beryl's, and she helped me put my things away. "This is a pretty dress," she said, holding one up. "Why don't you wear this tonight and we can go out to eat?" I agreed, feeling more comfortable in public as a woman. Beryl suggested I have a bath first while she booked a table. I used her bath products and enjoyed the experience. I got ready, choosing a blue and white wrap dress, white heels, and pearl necklaces. Beryl wore a black top and trousers with a geometric patterned jacket and African beads. Beryl booked a taxi to a restaurant in a converted pub. The 18th century pub was charming and the food was delicious. Beryl chose scallops and trout. I had avocado salad in place. We drank Chablis. It was a wonderful experience, enhanced by being dressed as a woman. Beryl insisted on paying. "I want to spoil my goddaughter," she joked. Over the next few days, I continued wearing women's clothes. I handled Mom's affairs. It became clear I needed a better paying job to keep the house. I explained my dilemma to Beryl. "I don't think I can afford to keep the house," I said. "If I sell it and rent cheaply, I can manage on the hourly rate I'm being offered. At least that buys me time to find a better job." Beryl suggested I wait. She'd see what she could do. A few days later, Beryl called. "I think I have a solution," she said. She suggested a friend's restaurant, which offered high-quality meals delivered to homes. They needed a driver, and because I knew the routes, I got an interview. It was a 6-month contract at 40 hours a week with overtime. I'd also help in the kitchen with the potential to become a junior chef. I was incredibly grateful to Beryl. "About the house," Beryl continued. "Even with this job, it will take a while before you can afford the costs. So I'm suggesting you move into my cottage. It's spacious, and you could have a few rooms at the end. I've enjoyed your company, and I wouldn't ask you to pay rent, only contribute to running costs. You could rent out your house." Letting my house would solve the cost issue and provide income. "If you're sure," I said. "It's a lovely idea, but I wouldn't want to impose." "Nonsense," Beryl said. "It's good for both of us. There's just one thing," she blushed. "Sometimes I have male friends over, and on those occasions, I'd ask you to dress as Caroline. I'd introduce you as my cousin from Canada, and you could retire to your rooms." I laughed. "Of course," I said. "And you can always invite someone over," Beryl added. "Oh, it would be a woman," I said. "I enjoy cross-dressing, but I'm not gay." "Never say never," Beryl joked. So I moved in with Beryl, rented out my house, and started my job. I enjoyed it. Gavin kept his word, and I started learning to be a chef. Phil was supportive. My admiration for Beryl grew. I was mostly Colin, occasionally dressing as Caroline for outings with Beryl. She introduced me as her cousin from Canada. Life settled into a comfortable routine. It was a bit awkward when Beryl had a male friend over and asked me to be Caroline. I did. George, Beryl's friend, was somewhat awkward too. We made polite conversation before I retired to my rooms. George became a frequent visitor, and eventually we became comfortable enough to sometimes have drinks or supper together. One morning, Beryl proposed a dinner date with George and his friend. I was nervous about being read, but agreed. I chose an elegant peach suit, accessorized with gold shoes and bag. George and his friend Andrew arrived promptly. Andrew was clearly military. He was polite and formal. Beryl looked fabulous. We had fizz before driving to a beautiful dining salon. We ate and drank wine. Beryl and I were treated like ladies, which felt nice. After dinner, it was time to return. Andrew, before departing, kissed me, and I felt a bit of excitement at experiencing a kiss from a man. Beryl and I retired to the lounge. "You seem to enjoy that," Beryl giggled. "I told you never say never." "It was okay," I confessed, "but I still prefer women." "Shame I'm not closer to your age," Beryl teased. "I live with Beryl, mostly as Colin, occasionally as Caroline." "I love my job. Gavin offered to send me to catering college. My house rental is providing good income. I'm saving to move back home. And Beryl, I'm so lucky to have her as a friend and mentor. She taught me so much about womanhood and being comfortable in my own skin."